to describe Jewish stereotypes.
I mean, he's not wrong. Wada was a Jewish stereotype.
He's alright, Steven's here. He wants to do the
I'm here.
Thing.
I'm here. I'm trying to fuck. The thing, man.
Good,
the thing.
Good. Jamaica, being Caribbean would be a great, like Trinidadian or Jamaican.
Welcome to episode 3 of the How to Be Human podcast.
Wait, did it start?
I'm your host, Anthony.
Bourdain.
Anthony Fantano Melon here.
Introduce yourselves.
Is it live?
No, it's live.
No, it's live.
Podcast doesn't exist.
No, it's live. It's live.
No, like, is it recording?
No, it's live.
The way people talk to each other is they just pretend that they're Watto, and then they talk in Watto speech.
God.
He's already a mess.
I am.
When I grow up, I want to be Watto.
I want to be a elephant trunk midget with wings.
Oops.
And glasses and a yarmulke.
That sells Jewish people into slavery.
I can't open the screen.
Yeah, but hey guys, I'm Omar, and this is the podcast.
This is the podcast. Isn't it funny how you change the way you talk when you know it's getting recorded?
No.
Why do we do that?
So for our 40th years, I'm told, which is...
It's all Marco. He listened to it for...
Apparently all Marco, so really it's like 6 viewers. This is the podcast. So...
Oh, that's sticky.
Huh? A bunch of kids playing Xbox.
Omar, you can't look at kids. Stop.
And we're gonna
okay, he's not 18
chill
yet.
And
he's good.
Talk. Yeah, I'm not 18 yet. A couple months. But
Omar can look at all the kiddie porn he wants.
I don't think I can add it, but... Yeah,
you
we
can,
really,
I guess.
We don't really look at kiddie porn in this podcast, believe it or not, despite what
just Omar.
Some of us have...
If we wanted to, we could.
But if you wanted to, we could. If I wanted to,
no,
I could.
No, I can't. You can't. Only Omar can.
But
I
that's
aren't we
not
allowed
that's
to
not
do that at all? Like I thought
the whole
that
point
was...
of the podcast is not to look.
I mean,
at
it's definitely frowned
it's about
upon.
Having a dialogue with each other and trying to entertain
sounds terrible.
Others.
Entertain who?
It is because.
Hi guys, welcome to the podcast. I'm Jared, that's Omar. Omar's a dumb slut, don't listen to him.
Oh,
got him.
Oh god.
Tell my mommy.
Steven, who are you?
Kumbaya. I am Steven. Hello, hello. Has it started yet? Are we officially?
Fortunately, yes it has.
I think I'm gonna look back on this and like judge myself negatively. In like 12 hours when
why do you think
it
I haven't listened
Snapchat
to it?
That's how this goes.
Hearing myself talk, I don't like. I
don't.
I'm not gonna
this
listen to
podcast.
People listen to it
is that because we have low self confidence?
100%. Dave is like borderline suicidal.
What do you mean
borderline?
If not suicidal,
he is.
If not suicidal, or I say borderline suicide, not borderline suicide.
David is just suicide personified.
That's
suicide
like a
personified.
Video game or a movie. Like a movie
that's the title.
Suicide personified.
Featuring David.
He did a Jared.
The Jamaican white guy. So, how's it actually started? Are we actually listening?
Yes.
Are we
talking?
Yeah, this is live.
Oh, okay.
We're live.
What's up, guys?
It's your boy.
It's your boy. We need to get on a topic. Let's talk about
you guys
a topic.
Think... Here, I got a topic. What do you think Jared Fogle is doing right now?
I don't know. We're talking to live right now in this podcast.
Okay,
thank
funny.
You, Jared
good joke.
Fogle, for entering.
All right,
for being
that's it.
With
I'm
us
leaving
today.
The podcast. I'm...
Hi, Jared.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate all the support I've gotten throughout the years, but I think it's time for me to go.
Love Jared Fogle
your...
joke.
Don't kill
this
yourself,
because
then we all have to do it.
How the heck can you have all this information?
You know, okay. You know how many girls I match with on Tinder? And the first thing they say is, "What's up? I'm Jared. I'm 19. I don't know how to fucking read." And I'm like, "Oh, that's funny." And then I never talk to them again.
Wait, you respond to that?
Like a lot of the times, I don't respond. I'm just like, "Shut the fuck up, you ignorant slut."
you say that?
Can't say that's really bad, Jared.
What?
Slut.
I respect
hate women. Speech.
Doesn't sound like it. You call them sluts and shit.
I don't call them sluts. I think
we need Austin versus Ford. Jared, you're fine.
What?
You get Austin on the mic.
Yeah.
I don't want. No, get out of here.
Sacrifice.
Austin's not here doing that like a party. He's at a party.
Yeah, sorry. Tell,
oh no.
Tell him that.
Oh no.
Get him out of there.
He's gonna rape tonight.
He's gonna rape with
you. Can you imagine? You get the coffee and he's like.
I like how, like, generally. I like how generally a podcast has to have people who are, like, worth listening to, and yet you've had an actual rapist on two episodes.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this, like, multiple times, but...
Just think, there's a...
Allegedly, to that party, it didn't happen.
Allegedly happened, but didn't happen, because he never said it, because he... She's dumb.
Okay, allegedly happened, official. But it totally did.
And I quote, she's a dumb bitch, like, maybe 15 times.
And I quote, I could have sued her for defamation of character and got tons of money. Allegedly.
And I quote, I'm fucking innocent.
God, this pipe that cleaner sucks a lot like dick.
That sounds a lot like stuff somebody who's guilty would say.
Well, allegedly, his lawyer had his back.
I don't think he did.
Allegedly, his aunt is a lawyer who's got connections, allegedly.
Yeah.
And I quote.
But, you know, once a rapist, always a rapist, so... There's some poor girl there tonight who's like went there thinking that she was gonna have fun and she's gonna have an Austin dick inside of her by the end of the night and she's gonna be pissed.
I think if you go to a frat party, you kind of have to assume.
But I don't think you're gonna get fucked by Austin.
Was it, buddy?
Yeah.
That'd be terrible. Imagine me.
You can only go
Austin.
To a frat party once you've been fucked by Austin.
Just. Yeah, that would be terrible. You just, like, look
like just
you
imagine
see that
hair.
Body,
like,
this
is
a
like,
line
on
in
you.
Austin at the
you just
Austin's
see his
like
hair.
At a table. And
I like okay, so like this only
in line, just waiting to
all of this
Austin.
Like, all of this like mm-hmm. nobody is mm-hmm. gonna listen to this podcast and be like, that's good
that's
because
fine.
They don't know what the fuck we're talking about. They don't know Austin. They don't know
okay,
what
so,
Stay Puffed Marshmallow
Austin,
Man
one
looks
of our,
like.
One of our persons from episode
well,
two.
Wait.
They don't
wait,
know
wait,
who
wait,
you
wait, wait,
are.
Time out.
You don't know
stop
who you are, Jared.
Talking.
Fuck. They don't know him like person. Fuck.
Okay, we need to make a group decision. The audience of this podcast is who? Ourselves, later down the road, other people, and if other people specifically who?
It's for whoever wants to watch it. And everybody get on PUBG, by the way.
I'm busy. We're playing games while we're doing this? I thought we were just talking.
But you can't.
That's why I'm not playing
his
PUBG, because then we're just going to talk about PUBG the whole time.
PUBG
Mobile.
Well, have we listened?
Omar,
have
yeah, like
anybody...
we can't. Omar can't be the voice of reason because he plays PUBG Mobile.
Dude, everybody plays PUBG Mobile now, so you can't talk.
Nobody plays PUBG Mobile.
I've literally seen not one single person playing PUBG Mobile.
That's like
Mobile.
Roblox.
Because you guys are in college. Show. Us young high school senior students.
Young high school
still...
senior students.
God, do you think
damn
Omar
people
play PUBG?
Omar, have you ever
Get
seen a titty?
Have you ever seen a vagina?
Yes.
Staring at you.
Jared, have you?
You ever seen one titty?
Deep,
yes.
Black, endless hole.
Endless hole. Let's not say this on the pod. David, can you cut this out, please?
David, we called it! We called it!
What?
Yes, we did.
We called
what?
This, like, 3 hours ago.
Well, no, what did you say?
So,
this is exactly
ago,
what you
like
said, David said you would say. The exact
what, can we cut this out?
Like, the
exact same like tone and everything. It was perfect.
We were gonna talk about.
Okay, but to be fair, like it's
oh,
not
no,
like
I
said anything
agree
bad.
That we would cut it out.
Sometimes
we should bring it up.
It's gone. And okay. Now.
And we're back.
Welcome back, guys.
Sorry.
Well, what did Jared say?
Omar went too far.
Vaginas.
I didn't like
and,
too far. I did not.
To,
this is a
that's a little too far.
We're supposed to push the limits.
We're not here to push. We're here to push the boundaries of the podcast format, not your friendship to me.
But what if that is? The
what are you trying to say, Jared? That
oh,
your friendship. Damn, Jared. What happened?
Steven,
what happened?
You don't even know.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Steven's world is just fucking collapsed.
Omar, I don't want to. I want to go back and do more.
Steven has been putting all this negative energy in something that is now a lie.
David.
Yeah. Fuck me. All right. Michael's at work.
I know he's at work, but
I feel like people would listen to the first podcast, hear Michael's voice, and instantly shoot themselves in the head.
Michael doesn't have a bad voice, particularly. He's like the most average voice of all time.
No, just like
he's got a big nose.
It's not his voice, just what comes out of it.
He's got a big nose. That's a good observation, Steven.
Thank you, thank you.
Did you have a big nose as a child or no?
I don't know. I met him in a.
Until larger size.
I met Michael when I was in seventh grade. So.
Yes, I think I met him around the same time too.
Yeah, he's always had a big fucking nose. It's always humongous.
Yeah. Shit's like. It just amplifies. Any noise that comes out of his nose is amplified. Shit's like a fucking
blowhorn. Like him sneezing.
Yeah.
Stupendous. Like my Sam. Ass.
Michael sneezes and like a child in China's ears explode.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Dude, that's a pussy ass kid in China 3 years are exploding because like they got so much other shit.
No,
in
that's
China
just
that
how
they
loud
have to
Michael's
worry
nose is.
Well, they're you're fucking the strapped to it. They're like chained
dude,
to a tree
child
making
being
Nike
able to,
shoes.
To handle it.
And fucking
it's not like
soccer
a Mongolian,
balls.
Like your kid who's like loading a, like a hut his entire life. He's never heard actual noise before. But like Chinese
are you talking
kids,
shit
like,
about the Mongolians?
No, I'm just giving you an example of like people that would be.
You're talking shit
by...
about Mongolians.
Fuck
they'll fucking eat you. Yeah, they will. They will fuck you up. Fucking scary motherfuckers.
Don't talk shit about Mongolia.
They'll fuck me up like they fucked up half of Asia.
Yeah, no, half the fucking world.
And the Islamic dynasty that lasted.
When the plague
years.
Was going in and people from their army got the plague, they'd fucking put them in cannonballs and shoot them into the fucking town so the town got plagues.
I think it was cannonballs, catapults.
I said catapults.
No, it was just like Sea of Thieves. They climbed into the cannons and shot themselves over the wall.
You can do that in Sea of Thieves?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
That's so fucking stupid.
That's the best way of transportation.
I like how Omar is like, that's so fucking stupid talking about the pirate game.
That is. You can't fucking...
Wait, okay, Omar, you can't do a lot of things.
Have you seen that game?
We have played a game, like, for hundreds of hours where you can play as a fucking gorilla who can talk.
Yeah, but that game doesn't take
what
it
game?
Seriously.
What game? Neither does Sea of Thieves.
What game is this? Let me know!
It's Overwatch.
I wanna talk. Oh. Oh, I thought it was like an actual talking
gorilla.
Never mind, like,
I don't
simulated.
Play anymore.
Like, somebody, if anybody's
what would talking
have
gorilla
any
simulator
of...
be about? Oh wait, that's
well. There was a gorilla.
Like goat
that,
simulator, same
no,
thing.
No, there was a gorilla that knew sign language with Robin Williams and it wanted to fuck Robin Williams.
No, that
oh,
was.
Oh yeah.
Didn't want to fuck Robin Williams. It just like.
I love Jumanji.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I don't
know no. It rubbed his nipples.
It
rubbed his nipples. It looked in it. It went. It made kissy faces. And then it
actually,
like grabbed him and brought him in the back room.
I was and we were.
Steven was
today,
there. He wanted to try and fuck.
Yeah,
Robin
we were
Williams.
In psychology.
His name
today,
was like.
And...
GG the monkey or something.
No,
oh, fuck.
Shut up. Ugh. Shut up. We were in ugh. Psychology today.
No,
we were learning
shut
about
up.
Like
that breaks podcast rules. All right, I'll stop.
There was these scientists. They were trying to teach these monkeys like cognitive like learning abilities, and they tried to teach this one how to speak, and it could make like roughly consonant sounds, you know, and it would be like it would. It, they were like it could say mama, and the like the monkey is going ba ba. It's the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. It's fucking, it's nightmare. It's a true nightmare. I never want to see that shit again.
Psychology's the shit.
And it could say like cup, but it would be like cup. It was horrifying.
I need to become a fucking monkey and start talking like that.
You
are
dude, a
honestly, being a monkey would be dope as fuck. I feel like
monkeys will fuck you up. No way.
I know, but like,
no, not no, like
we are
monkeys
right
but
now.
Not chimps.
We are
chimps.
Monkeys.
No, chimps.
Well,
be,
monkeys,
no, yeah, chimps.
Primates.
Not monkeys. Chimps. Chimps are better.
Fucking psychotic.
Yeah, because chimps are like
chimps eat each.
They are cannibals, but that's. I mean, they're chimps. So who gives a shit?
Well, I would give a shit if I'm a fucking chimp in the neighboring chimp village and these fucking lunatics can run
chimps
and scream and fucking bite my
chimps
fucking
have
friend's arm
like,
off.
They have groups, but they don't have a village.
They don't have the
capacity to make a fucking village.
Well, by village is a group of people in a small area.
No, like an actual a village is like shit. A thing. Yeah, like a town. Like that's what I think of when I hear.
It's
village.
Not a community. It's a
yeah.
Town.
I'm thinking of a community type of thing, not like an actual fucking like houses and shit, like monkey houses.
What if you just
that's what we should do.
Just like monkey houses and shit. Like Tarzan is there.
Space chimps.
Tarzan's in there.
Space chimps is actually a documentary.
There was a Russian one sent into space.
It's a good movie.
It never came back. It died up there. Now some fucking like aliens are just I don't know. Stephen Hawking was killed by aliens.
I don't think that's how it worked.
So what that's happens during happened. Like lulls in the podcast? Like what do? We just like
take it?
So you're awkwardly acknowledging that there's an like a lull in the podcast, or we just kind of
normally.
If anyone's listening to this, I feel sorry for you that you have nothing better to do in your life than to listen to this fucking podcast.
Don't say that. We need the viewers.
Yeah,
give us your money. We have Kickstarters.
Yeah, let's cut that.
Yeah, go hit up my Kickstarter.
Hey, Steven, what's a word? What's a word that starts with an N and rhymes with bigger?
Oh boy. Big N.
I'm trying to think of an actual word that rhymes with that besides the word that we're obviously thinking of.
There's no word. There's literally no word.
There's got to be another word that we can somehow think of.
I like black people. Black people
ninja kind of rhymes with that. Fuck.
No, not
really. Orange. Just like slant rhyme.
Like, I like
ninja.
Black people.
I will play. I will sell out and play Fortnite with you.
Sell out.
Oh yeah. Did you guys see that whole thing where Drake played Fortnite?
No, I was
publicity stunt. That
like,
guy's
what
making
the fuck
like
is...
600k a year.
What
no,
is
like, a
like
month,
the state of the
month.
World where everyone's like losing their shit because Drake played a video game? Like,
well, I mean,
it's not that weird.
I don't get it. I mean, no, like it's not. I'm not saying it's weird, but it's just like, why the fuck did everyone freak out? Like, it's just
no, it's just that people are freaking out because they're
the
like,
game.
Oh my god,
the Drake.
Video
do people
games.
Actually care about Drake playing that? I feel like people pretend they care. But
yeah,
care. I guess for me it was different because like when that happened, we were in Miami and we were staying with our friend's Matt's like sister and her husband like streams games and like he's not like super huge, but he's like popular enough to where he gets like invited to events or whatever. And he was like, in every morning we would wake up and it would be like fucking
yeah.
Like, I don't. What is that?
You say he's hot.
Omar's trying to steal him from.
I'd bang, yeah. But anyway, like every morning at 9 a.m. we'd all be sleeping and we'd just hear like from down the hall, "What's up, guys? Like, gonna play some Fortnite?" Like, and it's just like, calm down. Please let me sleep.
There's a girl. There's two people in my high school that did that. There was a guy who had like
streamed video games.
I think it was like, no, he had like 1.3 million subscribers on YouTube, and it was like a Pokemon channel or something. And then there's another girl who had like
Will had like a successful YouTube career
until really? We bullied him off YouTube.
How did you do that? How do you?
When we just commented and ruined it.
You guys ruined dreams. Don't you know that?
You could still his channel's still up. I'm pretty sure you can watch the video.
My friend's dad is
Will Brunson.
His Russian YouTube channel has like 60k subs on it.
Remember when YouTube used to be the fucking tits?
It still is the tits.
No,
still pretty good.
Back in like 2012, 2013, when it was
that's the worst versions of YouTube.
That's when the community was the fucking. Chitty Nipples, it was amazing.
Remember when Fred was the most subscribed channel on YouTube?
Yeah, I remember watching Fred. Fucking hysterical.
I remember the first time I ever saw Fred, I lost my shit. Like, I thought it was the best thing ever. I was like, this is it, comedy has peaked.
Old YouTube.
Fred!
We can't get any better than this.
LOL.
So guys, how about them dolphins?
So, I'm making edibles tonight.
Again?
In the toaster in the closet?
No.
Steven, why don't you just start
making
meth?
I almost burned the house down. Because that's messy. You ever see the fucking Breaking Bad?
That is true, actually. It's fucking messy.
You gotta go out in the desert, fucking rent a van. You know what I'm gonna do, actually?
You just go out into the swamp.
I could. I know the swamp pretty well. No, no, no. The what was I gonna say? I'm getting a job called a Postmate, where I get to deliver food for to people.
I thought you were gonna say drug dealer, and I was like, that sounds right.
Well, I mean, I guess I could do that too. Like,
that's how you deliver drugs.
At the same time. No, but I had to like put my social security number in and like.
Get
a background check. Huh?
Is that like the first job you've ever had?
Yeah. It's gonna
it's not even really a job.
That's a, I mean, it's not a traditional job, but it's a.
Yeah,
no more. You've never had a job.
I mean, I've had jobs, it's not paying jobs, so that's the difference.
Same here. I've worked for a bunch of jobs.
I've
you fucking.
Soccer games.
I'm a seasonal migrant worker.
It's a job, and I've gotten paid for that. So there you go, Anthony. Bada bing, bada boom. I've gotten paid.
Bada bing, bada
boom. You can't
boom.
Say those words. Those are not your words.
Oh, because they're
I'm the
your
cake
words.
Boss.
Hey, I'm just saying, they're not your words.
Throwback Thursday to when I was 11 and met the cake boss's sister.
Dude, I went to the cake boss's place in New Jersey. My mom cut the fucking line. My mom, New Jersey.
You have a mom?
It's like right across the street from New York. So we were in New York City. We went over to New Jersey. The story's not going to be good because I'm slightly intoxicated. But we went over and my dad said, get out of the car. And he kicked my mom out in the street. And she like ran out into the back of the line. And it turns out that like the line stretched like 4 blocks. And she like cut off like the first 3 blocks. So we got in there in like 30 minutes. Great story, Steven. Thank you, Art. Good job, guys.
Yep.
I fucking hate my life. I wish I could tell a story. Like, if I could have one fucking trait, it would be to be able
storytelling?
To kick-ass stories. Yeah.
I can change a person's life.
You know how many bitches you can get by telling a good fucking story?
You're not wrong. I'm not the best at it either.
I know.
You
just tell them your Thanksgiving story, and they're like, Jesus Christ, you're disgusting.
Tell stories about how you fucking made a podcast with your friends in college.
Never.
Tell them that you make a podcast. That's gonna get them. They're gonna be wow.
Yeah.
Peak of mental
fall in love with you're on a podcast. Fitness. She's wet, like instantly.
Like she already instantaneous. Like all of you.
Oh, gross. Mm-hmm. Gross. Stop talking about that.
Never happens.
Never have a girl nut. It's fucking weird.
David's been trying. He made those 2 episodes, and ever since he's been trying, he's like, you know, I make a podcast, and they're like, get away from me.
Yeah, that's my gimmick. That's what I use.
It's UGA. Really, David, you got UGA with so many white women. You're black. Automatic.
Who are the white women?
Not even have to try.
I don't think that's how it works, Omar. I really don't.
Omar, I don't think that's how it works.
That's 100%.
Just because you're black. I mean, let's
UGA,
be honest.
With the girls out there, probably.
If anything, they hate black people. I don't know where you're going.
Nah.
Yeah.
They're fascinated by them. Yeah.
It's
like maybe they feel like they're wrong. I disagree.
Why are you talking about? We talk about white guilt. How much of a bullshit fucking thing is white guilt?
Steven's like such
How long do you think we're before we're on Joe Rogan? Like, it's only a matter of time.
I listen to Joe Rogan all the time. Joe, if you're listening to this, you're my inspiration.
Email Joe Rogan and be like, hey, can we come on your podcast? Inspiration. Our podcast is better.
Yeah.
Steven, I think, just had like a stroke.
Inspiration.
No, dude, I listen to him in the car. He's pretty cool. And because I listen to him so much, I thought that I'd be like decent at podcasting. But I'm not. You just
have to be able to talk about things for like a while. Yeah. And speaking, you can talk forever.
You have to.
And it's not like you have to talk about anything interesting. There's plenty of podcasts where people just talk about nothing.
Random shit.
Like this one.
Alright.
I was very happy to
have
both
no topics,
Steven and Jared.
Nothing.
Yeah, Steven and Jared. It's a very good combo. I was glad to have you both here. It was great.
I'm pleased to be
like,
here.
If you're watching this podcast,
I feel like I'm contributing absolutely nothing.
Omar,
like
stop!
We
need the viewers.
They know they're not gonna stop if I tell them to stop. That's not how it works.
No, Omar, people listen to you because
Omar,
you're like small and arrow.
As soon as they hear it, they just stop.
I'm like,
they not. Fuck off. Whatever I say.
I'm gonna download all these to my phone. So like when the nuke drops. And like I'm living in the woods, like barely alive, and You know, like, I'm, like, reminiscing about the glory days before the bomb dropped. I've, like, listened to it, and I'm like, I remember all those people. Good time.
Here, Omar, I have a question. Who's the worst rapper?
I don't listen to rap.
Give me some, I don't know.
Let's talk about music. Like, music is a good conversation.
Are we, like, I don't even know. Like, the thing is, there's, like, there's rap. Probably the worst, like, pure rapper is, like, probably, like, something like fucking, like, Rush. Ugly God or some shit like that.
Ugly God? Rush
is pretty bad. But, like, Ugly God doesn't take himself seriously, so, like, I can't call him someone, I can't call him, like, the worst rapper, because he doesn't, like, take himself seriously at all. But, like,
Rush plays himself seriously.
Because every Russ so song I've heard, I'm just like, this is bad.
Russ is really bad. Russ thinks he's, like, the greatest rapper of all time.
The only people that like Russ, the only people that like Russ are white people.
Is Russ have a T in it?
No, it's Russ. R-U-S-S.
No, just it's just Russ.
He's like a super shitty. Imagine if Logic was a terrible human being.
Oh yeah, what's the deal with Logic? Is he good or bad? I don't get it.
Logic is bad.
He's a good rapper. Well, it's just what he raps about is just
he's not
shit.
Bad inherently speaking. It's like
his content.
Inherently speaking, yeah. He's
not white. What does he rap about?
How he's half black, half white. Yeah, just how he's biracial. That's it. That's all he talks about.
He never talks about it, honestly. He just,
well, like, he's probably fucking traumatized.
He hit me off guard. I was like, you're biracial. I'm like, yeah, he's biracial. I don't know. I shout on Logic all the time, but I really don't listen to that much, so I really
I don't listen
I really
to
should be shouting
at all. Like, it
that
just
surprises
not me.
Yeah, it just surprises me when he first told me that.
I hate rap. Well, I don't hate rap. I kind of like 90s rap, where it's like storytelling, but I can't listen to shit now. Where it's like Tourette's, it's just like Tourette's with like an African, like,
well,
black person talking.
You gotta find what you like.
Yeah, there's rap.
No. I mean, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon on the Car. That's a great album. That's audio
just
heroin.
Straight K-pop over here.
I mean,
let's hear it for twice.
If you go to my Spotify, you'll find anything from Mumford and Sons to like punk rock. So
Mumford and Sons, you're a fucking
here. Here's I like.
Omar, shut the fuck up! I don't want to hear.
I get it. Mumford and Sons aren't that bad. They're not that bad, honestly. They make some.
Who's
good
Mumford?
Songs, but they're just like a fucking shitty ass
it's
indie
Mumford.
Rocker.
I want to know who the fuck this Mumford dickhead is.
and he has fucking sons?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
Who's his kids? Who had kids with Mumford?
Yeah, sorry guys.
Who's fucking Mumford?
I made a joke and I don't know how to follow it up, but yeah. No one's answering my question.
What did you ask?
Who's we don't know. Mumford isn't a person. It's like
Mumford is nobody.
It's the name of the
he's
fucking
not
band.
Real. Mumford and Sons doesn't
dumb.
Exist. They're just not real. It's a government conspiracy.
It's like Logic's biracial. Mumford and Sons isn't real. I didn't know that the Logic's biracial.
Mumford and
Sons really hit me off guard.
Mumford and Sons can't go one interview without talking about how they're not real.
Speaking of Logic being biracial, you guys know the kid from The Sandlot? The one with the big ass
which
glasses?
One? There's like eight
big
kids.
Ass what?
The one with the big ass glasses.
No, wait. I just want for a sec. Oh, I just expected us to know who we met at first. He was like,
yeah,
the kid
like
from The Sandlot. The movie that's only kids.
Jared, the one with the glasses.
I know, I heard that. But like before you said
yeah.
that, you just got assumed.
Stinks or whatever the fuck his name is.
Like, Specs? I don't know.
He looks just like Logic. Or Logic looks just like him, rather.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Is that what you're fucking I thought... Never mind. Sorry, guys. Cut.
What?
I cutted it.
Cut it is not a word.
I panicked and I cutted it. So, this is all not happening right now. David, you can get the countdown.
I have no idea what you mean.
Give the countdown, David. I cutted it, now you gotta uncut it.
Kid Cudi.
Yeah, this is worse.
The past tense of Kid Cudi is Kid Cudi.
4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, resume.
Is Kid Cudi good or bad?
We're back. Kid I just Cudi, know that there was this... happiness. I know that's the rap song.
I just know there was this kid in my AP US history class in junior year, and these two kids made fun of him all the time because he looked like Kid Cudi. And I was like,
what's the kid's name?
Fucking Diggs.
I don't know. I can't remember. I think it was like Justin.
Justin.
I knew Justin. That one. He's Asian though.
Was he black?
And it wasn't. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Stephen. I know. Wasn't what that kind of Justin? Fucking I black know Justin. That was, Justin. That was in your grade, and that was Asian.
Was he black? No, he's sorry. White. He looks like Kid Cudi.
Dude, you never know. I've seen. I saw a picture of a guy who looked just like Kobe Bryant, but was white. Like literally, like exactly like Kobe Bryant, but white.
It's a little scary. Like I think if I saw that, I'd get scared.
It's a, he was part of the Navy. Like, he was a Navy picture.
Kobe Bryant. That's called a doppelganger. But I don't have a doppelganger. You know why? Because I was born 2 months early, so the fucking right side of my face isn't fully formed. I look like a fucking Frankenstein.
Wait, what the fuck? What the... How high are you?
I kind of missed right. that. What the fuck did he just say?
He's like, I don't have a doppelganger because I was born 2 months early, so I have a fucking fucked up face or something like that.
The right side of my face wasn't fully developed. So if you look at like the right side of me, it looks like I'm dead. I don't know. It's kind of weird looking. The left side's good.
Fucking left side.
You look at him and he's fucking dead.
Besides, that's all it really does.
You look at the right side of Steven's face and he's just a skeleton. What would you do if you looked in the mirror and you just saw a skeleton?
I saw that once.
That's it.
You know.
God, what did... You need to stop doing drugs.
You really need to take a break.
You might need to, yeah, just take like a little break.
Like a 30-year break.
No. But it was kind of weird. If you ever do anything like acid trims, we don't look at a mirror, is you're not gonna get away from that mirror for a few hours.
Jesus Christ. He sounds like he's been through some shit.
Oh, I have. He's,
yeah, he dropped he's done acid. And looked in a mirror.
You have no idea, Jared. You know what? In like 3 years, when Omar graduates college, we're all gonna get together on like the Florida Keys and do some shit and have a fun time.
I guess. We gotta wait for Marco to come to America though. Get the green card.
He doesn't need that.
I don't think
he just
Marco
needs,
will
like...
ever leave Scotland.
I don't think so.
Marco's scared to leave Scotland.
We can dream.
He left.
Didn't he live in Australia for 8 years?
Yeah, he lived in Australia for like 4 years. What are you talking about? You're right.
No, like I don't think he'll ever leave it again. Like
that's who we need. We need Marco on the.
Marco was almost born in America. Can you imagine how different it'd be if he?
He just. Well, either way, I think he'd be living in Scotland. So.
No, I know, but
he'd be the same Marco, just without a Scottish accent.
I'd just be able. No, he would still have a Scottish accent because he grew up around Scottish parents.
Yeah, he literally would have only been here for like 2 weeks and then went back to America. Or
but
back to
I'd still like hold it over his head, be like, "You're a filthy American at heart." Like,
you mean Scotland?
No, like what? If he was born in America, like I'd be like, "You're a filthy American, just like us." It's like the only thing he takes.
He was born in America. What?
He almost was.
How are you Stephen almost born in America?
Just missed. Like
his mom, calls. His parents took her on vacation when she was like 8.5 months pregnant or something like that.
Dude, why couldn't I be fucking born now?
I don't
months.
Know why. Maybe it's because I live in America, but if I was going on vacation, I wouldn't come to America.
Fucking piece of
fuck
shit.
Fuck America, dude. No. I go to like Afghanistan. I go to someplace fucked where it's like, it's an adventure. You might die.
Then why wouldn't you come to America?
Detroit. Detroit.
Nah, fuck that.
America, you could come here on vacation and be financially destroyed forever if you like trip and fall. Then you go to the hospital and you're fucked.
That is actually really true. That is actually really fucking. Wait, no. How the fuck does that work? Actually,
blah, 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 you have to pay, and you're fucked.
No, but. Yeah. So you can't pay like through like your health insurance. Does your health insurance and your other
no,
country not provide
it's...
for you?
No.
Well, we're in America, so you know.
That is, it costs messed up, actually.
$2,000 to go to the emergency room. So don't die.
Good advice.
Seriously.
No. Like, if you're going to get hurt, do die.
I might just be back.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah, if you're gonna get that, if you're gonna get hurt, you just
like seriously, why does healthcare suck so much in America? Like, this is kind of
change that. It didn't really work.
Like, how hard could you get university?
Like, so that's
no,
probably
I know
100%
why. I know why. I'm just saying why. Like, I know it's because insurance companies make a fucking shit ton of money, and they have lobbyists that lobby fucking the Congress.
Exactly.
Shit
easy.
Passed. But what I'm saying is, that's BS.
It all makes
and
sense.
I still
well, that is BS. It's
fucking
the, kill. It's kill bullshit that
violent
it's so deeply. Yeah, you want to be anarchist?
Like
I'm an anarchist.
APGO
you can
right
join
now.
The club.
So like I'm somewhat familiar with it.
That's on record, by the way. Yeah, fuck all you guys. If you listen to this, FBI agents. FBI agents are gonna be listening to this 20 years down the road when I like fucking explode everything and. I'm the superpower villain. They're going to be like, we could have prevented this 10 years ago if we just listened to that fucking podcast. I feel bad for whoever you are who has been put on this case.
I don't think we'd be able to track this podcast down to, like, this is you with, like, 15 viewers.
Yeah, I'm sure fucking FBI, CIA, they have all the fucking money and computers in the world. And now it's said that I'm... Oh, jeez. They're gonna be like black men in suits coming to my. No, not black men in suits.
I God thought he
black
was gonna
suits. Black men in suits. Men in black.
That's two completely different outcomes.
Not black men. Not black men. Men in black.
Yeah.
No, I like that. I like that better. Rather than men in black, just black men. Like, just they're the ones who do all the shady shit for the government.
Levi Glickman. My name.
You guys found out.
The Jews control the government, yeah.
One more. I'm done.
God damn
it. So, let's move on, guys.
Music, yeah, rappers, rappers.
How? What's the time before Omar got to the Jewish conspiracies?
It's
about time.
I have nothing against Jews. In fact, my number one suggestion at UGA... Listen. My number one suggested roommate at UGA... is Jewish. I'm not gonna room with him. Sorry, I have a roommate. But
no, you should. You should.
If I didn't have a roommate, he would have been like number two or three on my list. Cause there's a black guy named Jaquarius that I got matched with, and Jaquarius.
Oh fuck that.
No, you should.
Jaquarius, I'm not
rooming with
the Jewish
kid. And you should have put like. No, you should have roomed with the Jewish kid on the outside of your dorm. You should have put up a sign that said like, "This is Israel and Palestine." Like.
I should have done like a partition into... like, and like. He slowly inches towards my partition until I have nothing.
You okay?
Just split the room down
some...
the middle.
No, you occasionally
and then, like,
just
he
blow
slowly...
up something.
And then he just, like, puts you into a fucking
coma.
Food desert.
A-rap. Nah. I like A-raps. I like black people. I'm just intimidated by, like, hardcore black people.
Oh, God.
That's all.
I like that.
What
the fuck, Steven?
Start that out, my God. I really like A-raps. That's how you want to say that?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I like all people equally. They're all my favorite. I'm not alpha enough to have black friends, you know? Like, ugh. I want to a chiropractor.
How the hell? Aw, pinch shit bandit ass. Josh, man. Piece of fucking shit. I got killed.
What?
That was fucking Spanish and.
Coño. Mama huevos. Are there any mama huevos listening? That's a very bad word in Spanish.
Mama huevos? That means mom. Egg moms.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
it absolutely does.
No, it doesn't. That's a literal translation that an American person would make. But if you ask a Dominican person what mama huevos means, they'd fucking punch
huevos
you in the
would
face.
Also mean balls.
So.
In your definition.
So you're saying mama balls.
Google that. No,
pretty
I'm
much.
Not. I'm not going to tell
I think,
you the
I
translation
because
that would be
don't
too
really
easy.
Speak Spanish. Like, Dominican, it doesn't count as actual, like, dialogue.
Dominicans aren't real.
No, like, seriously, Dominicans can't speak, like, anything.
How are they not
real? It's just gibberish. And only Dominicans can understand each other.
Omar, you are digging a hole.
Dominicans.
That is not even racist. That's like, Dominicans have just very thick accents in Spanish.
I feel like Omar is the most racist person by here, and because his origins aren't, you know, like, Northern European, he has absolutely no right to be racist. Only Northern Europeans are entitled to be racist.
White Steven, people, basically. Eastern European.
Yeah, I'm not saying Anthony's I'm racist. Southern European. I'm just saying you.
David is black. the only person in here that's like Northern European is Jared.
All right, well Jared gets to be the Jared. Is racist and you and David are the least.
I am not.
This isn't like bad racism. It's the good type of racism. Your racism.
You know what I'm
gonna
do? No. You know what the real racism is? It's when like, when you're sitting in a restaurant and you hear the door open and then like your mom's like, they're here or something. Like it's quiet. You know what I'm talking about? Or like when you make fun of like your Chinese waiter.
They're here. It's like a fucking black family walking in. I don't think my mom does that.
Or like, you ever go to a restaurant? There'll be like a bunch of like 200-pound black ladies and you know they're just going fucking nuts and you know they're having a good time and they're happy and it's, you know, but you're surrounded by like six white families who are all like very quietly daintily eating their dinners and then it's like ah, ha ha, you know, like Africa, I don't know. I'm...
What are you going with here with this?
Okay.
Good talk.
But I mean, I don't know.
How the hell did you get me?
I panicked, so I just stopped talking.
I was on the bus the other day.
Yeah?
And this girl was on the phone, and she was having, like, the loudest conversation. Like, she was, like, yelling. Because her dad, I guess, her dad was, like, yelling at her, or I guess, because she had, like, done drugs and gotten caught. And she was like, Dad, no. I'm a good girl.
Dad, no. No, yeah.
This guy just got raped.
Oh, jeez. Nozzle lol. David, you gotta cut this out, buddy.
David just got
raped. You can cut it out. You know what we should do? We should write down, like, a pad of note paper, like, five topics, and then just discuss them thoroughly.
That's what we do with the first one. We just use, like, the what's trending on Twitter.
Yeah, so let's do that now. Who's gonna lead? David.
Steven, you go first. Here's your idea. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, so we're gonna go down the list. I'll be first. Okay. Oh, jeez, you're putting all this on me, David. Let me think. This is all cut out, by the way.
Why do you want everything cut out?
Because
the podcast is like 15 seconds long. Because
Steven cut everything cut.
Last one.
I'm cutting out this internal discussion that we're having.
What's the point of
cutting
out stuff of the podcast that's good?
Because we're talking about how to make the podcast better, and the people listening to the podcast shouldn't be listening to, like, if there are people or if they're just like fucking sex robots from Russia.
Stuff from trending on Twitter.
I'd have sex with a Russian sex robot,
dude.
What?
Look up Russian.
I'm looking up
parties.
I'm looking up. All I see is the ceiling.
Oh.
Those are
David. This is a serious important problem. At UGA, right now. Look up. Now look up at the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
You see popcorn?
Yeah. I see popcorn.
Yeah, David. Isn't a fucking roommate of yours listening to this whole shit, anyways?
Yeah, with his Indian family, and they're all dressed to the off with curry.
I want you to look at him right now. Just do it quick.
I'm not gonna do that.
Don't say anything.
I'm not gonna do that. Dude, I can't make eye contact with
David's
him.
Indian roommate.
I know how it feels, David.
You can hear that.
Please cut that out. Don't put that in there. I'm talking about Indian family.
Konnichiwa, motherfucker.
Korea's loop. Wait, that's Japanese.
It's not even close.
A bucket of rocks in every classroom.
So, like, but. I'm definitely not the most racist. You can't look at Michael and tell me I'm racist.
Well, no, but we're talking about in the podcast right now. Obviously, Michael's more racist than you. But, like, in the podcast right now, you're probably the most racist.
No,
yeah,
I disagree.
That.
I feel like if you're racist, Michael doesn't like black people.
I'm fine with this. I just don't associate with
him. I'm not racist. Anthony, back me up.
I don't know enough. I don't know anything.
God damn
it. What is gender dysphoria?
It's like having issues with your gender.
Let's yeah, that's like where you're a man, but you feel like
the gay.
Oh, God.
The gay. I miss the days when we can make fun of them. You know what it was? You know what it was that pushed it over the edge? Like, we always pushed the line, but we fucking crossed it. It was in, like, 2008 and 2009 when, like, anybody, anything anybody said to you, you're like, that's gay. Like, it would be, like, something, like, not even homosexual. Now, like, in order to say that's gay, there has to be, like, three guys fucking each other in the ass. Like, just, you'd be like, that's gay. Like, it has to be something obscenely gay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just kick me out of the podcast right now. You don't need to be.
I want to piss off the trans people.
Why?
The fucking trans.
Wait, what the fuck?
Did you hear him earlier? He was like, we need to piss off the trans and the gay. Like, singular gay.
And one. One gay person.
Steven. Oh, senior gay.
This might actually. Alright. Okay. Omar, your turn.
What am I supposed to say?
Who do you want to piss off?
Is that my subject? That was stupid.
I mean, yeah. Get something else.
What am I supposed to say?
I mean, I feel like gay people should still be viewed as inferior because they are.
Gay. Oh my god! Okay.
We can't. We cannot.
Like, it's not fair that they're viewed on the same level as
we
me.
We can't release this.
Fuck. God damn it.
You need to, like, you need to cut out, like, whatever happened in the last 5 minutes and just hard cut to this. Or, like, we can't release
like
this.
You say, they gay people are inferior.
Wait. No.
Holy okay. Shit.
We can't air this. We can't. We can't air this.
We can air this. This is fun.
We can't! Steven!
David will cut it out. It'll be all right. There'll be a chunk missing. We talked about some stuff that's, you know, not socially acceptable, and I made some slightly ignorant comments, and I think that the 40 viewers that we have would be, you know, slightly upset at the comments I made.
Every single one of them is gay. Every viewer.
Yeah,
we
but
have
the
is
thing
gay.
Is, you can't, regardless, you can't be calling gay people inferior human beings.
Omar, don't make this hard for me. You mean this?
What?
We're gonna have to bleep that out. All right,
no,
right.
No, we don't
now.
Have to cut this out because we're just referencing what Steven said and we're addressing.
Yeah,
it.
No, but Omar.
I don't believe that.
Omar repeated.
Omar said it in quotes, and he knew what he did. And he
wait,
said,
I didn't. I don't believe that. I just said that Steven believed that.
That's not still not great. Still
how
not great.
That's Steven's words, not mine. Look at Steven for fucking calling gay people inferior human beings.
God damn
it! He just did it again. He knows what he's doing.
Don't look at me, dude. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Omar.
Omar, this is your fault, all of it. No, 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 no. Who wants to play PUBG? Alright, is this podcast over? I think I kind of ruined it, to be honest with you. I think
no, it's
I kind
fine.
Of killed
it's
the whole.
It's Omar's turn. Omar.
Alright, Omar, talk about Twitter things. Because
I
kind of fucked that
not,
one.
I don't have Twitter. I'm not, I don't have my phone with me right now.
Alright, I'll give you a Omar. List. Black women are running for office in record numbers after swinging the Alabama
special
election. I feel
like for the first female president, they have to be black. Because...
Why?
Like
why do you say that?
Black women are just much
Steven
more
disagrees with that.
Charismatic and
we can't
powerful.
Have both.
What do you mean?
Can't have it
you
be
have...
both a woman and black.
Yeah, hey, pick one.
I'm just saying.
I'm not having
one.
Fucking Oprah.
I don't know
as a
white
president.
Women. For the most part, I haven't really seen any white women that are particularly like
white women.
Charismatic
women
and
in general
powerful.
Are not. No boy. Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm just. I'm gonna sit this one out, guys. Here, you guys just talk over. Alright. It's okay. Out of like the 30 people that's listened to this, and you know, maybe 5 who have listened to this point right now, There's only like a 5% chance that one of those five people are gay or trans or a lady. So if you are, I apologize for all that I have said. And I hope if we ever meet, we could still be friends. And that's it. All right. I don't think you have to cut any of that out, David. I think I've just apologized for all my sins.
Steven.
People can...
I was legitimately excited.
Moved by that?
To talk to you again. I was excited to have you. But, as it turns out, I regret that decision.
Hey, someone hit me up with this trending shit.
I fucking let David down. I feel bad.
I mean, David, it's fine. It's just...
No, David. I'm sorry. I've sinned. I will be better. Right.
Someone hit me up with this shit, David, on Twitter. I can
only make it better if you call him Daddy.
Anthony.
Don't.
Daddy Davis.
What?
Can you hit me up with the top trending shit on Twitter right now?
Alright.
I just told you that.
Did you?
Yes.
All you've been saying about how our people are inferior, Steven.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. That is true.
Okay. I'll stick away from that.
I hope Steven hears more ammunition for you,
Twitter.
Honestly.
Just give me the top Twitter topics right now.
Okay.
Trump moves to ban those transgender troops from the Serbian military.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's what triggered the thought about
Jared,
trans people.
March Sadness, Trump. Married to Med, Clemson, Parkland Diaries, Villanova, West Virginia, Michael Bennett. Add two words. Two words to film titles. Roxanne.
Any, you know.
WonderCon.
Let's talk about current social issues. Nah, fuck social issues. Let's talk about something else. Something not so controversial that I could piss David and like 1.5% off with.
They were coming out of the woodworks.
It's 1.5 people. Steven doesn't see him as entire people.
Wait, so, Anthony, do you know upset. West Virginia? I mean, just, I have my fucking phone listening right here. What am I trying to do? I can just check this out. Don't make him this difficult for me. Let's talk about Trump. Jared, you voted for Trump. Would you vote for him for re-election or no?
Probably not.
You regret your decision wholeheartedly or no?
A little bit, you know? But I really think that, he's a fucking mongoloid. But like, you know, like I don't know. I feel like if I voted
him
the other way,
he's not Hillary.
Him,
so it's
him
okay.
Versus Hillary. If anybody in the fucking world ran against him, he would have lost. But fucking Hillary did. That's why he won.
I'm telling you, fucking all should have voted for Gary Johnson.
Johnson didn't even know what fucking weapon was.
That's true.
Like he three didn't. Times. They asked him like multiple times. Each time he forgot. He's like, Aleppo? That's Aleppo.
Yeah, politics, yeah.
Imagine if you're anarchist if here. Jill Stein won.
You know, we'd be like
Adamu Baraka, the fucking like.
Like a green country.
No, like.
She wouldn't know what to do though.
Yeah, she'd just be like, alright.
She's just a doctor. She was like, I didn't think I'd get this far.
About being
what
a
if
doctor,
Ben Carson won?
We'd all be dead.
Yeah, but
he'd be pretty cool.
Decent
dining
worst equipment. President of all time. Imagine Trump, but like
Ben Carson
10 times worse.
Fucking insane.
And like not even knowing what he's like. Carson's just stupid. Like he's smart, but he's I can't comprehend how intelligent this guy is.
What do you mean?
Like, that's George like, Bush.
He's like a fucking genius. Neurosurgeon, one of the best neurosurgeons of all time, went to fucking like Yale and all this shit. But like, the shit he says is just like, god damn.
Like what?
What
does he say?
Like, he talked for 20 minutes talking about how the fucking pyramids were used to store grain when that was like obviously not true. And then when someone told him that's not true, he was like, whatever, and refused to.
You remember when he said, when
like
he,
this is during the campaign
he,
trail.
He refused that he didn't believe that he ran for president.
Oh yeah. Ben Carson was like, I do not recall that.
He literally said he didn't run for president after he ran for president for months.
Ben Carson's fucking weird.
I love the SNL skits of like Ben Carson, and he's like, and it's like, and Ben Carson is asleep at the podium.
Ben Carson, like, the newest thing was that he spent $31,000 on a fucking dining set with government money.
That was a dining set? I thought you said it was something else.
It was like a, yeah, it was like a dining set.
I wonder what Ben Carson is doing right now.
Probably jerking off. Same thing we're doing. Sarah Palin.
Here's your topic. Sarah Palin, smash or pass?
Pass.
Definitely smash. Pass. She has a vagina, I'd smash.
I'd smash for the story, and I could be like, I fucked Sarah Palin.
Maybe.
And people would be like, you're just, why?
She's like a granddaughter, so I could be like 16. She's like 25.
I'd be like, I nutted on her face.
She's not 16, like, but like, I fucked Sarah Palin. Her granddaughter was like 10. And Sarah Palin's like, probably like 50 max. I can't believe she was going to be our vice president.
I'd have a threesome with Sarah Palin and her daughter. John McCain thought it would be a good idea
to have Sarah Palin as his running mate.
That was probably the brain tumor, like, acting up.
You need to get the brain tumor for another 10 years, dude. Like, how could you even comprehend thinking that was a good idea? Like, no offense to John McCain. He obviously didn't stand a chance against Obama in 08. Just because Obama in 08 was, like, fucking... After 8 years of Bush... And he was, not even the fact he was black, he was, like, super charismatic and cool. It was 8 years after Bush, who had been one of the shittiest presidents we had in a long ass time. And the country was in the middle of the fucking worst recession since the Great Depression. So, obviously, McCain was not going to win it no matter what. McCain could have had Jesus Christ as running mate. He probably still wouldn't have won. But, like, at least give yourself somewhat of a chance. Don't give up with fucking Sarah Palin as your running mate. There was a documentary, and they were asking Sarah Palin about, the Iraq war, and she was like, yeah, we invaded Iraq because Saddam Hussein did 9/11.
Genius.
I guess news doesn't get to Alaska.
She could see Russia from Alaska, though, so I'm sure she...
Sarah Palin will single-handedly stop a Russian invasion.
With her vagina.
She'll just open it up
Sarah, we need to send Sarah Palin and fuck Putin on a sex mission.
Do you want a war?
I'd watch that.
And be like, what is this?
I would
trash?
Watch a point disrespect me and Vladimir Putin. That'd be entertaining as hell.
That's what we need to do. We need to send like the hottest bitches we have here and just give it to him, and he'd be like, okay, there he goes.
And then no, and then he'd be like, all right, now I fucked your women. Now I'll fuck your country. Like, he wouldn't give a shit.
He's already fucking.
Or do that. Do that.
He literally has our president of the United States by his teeth.
Oh yeah, it's fucking. He congratulated Putin on his victory of a rigged election.
Got him.
I mean, Putin, the thing in Russia is that he doesn't have to rig the election. Is like, he's so popular that it doesn't even matter. Like, Putin is like the most popular, like, everybody loves him in Russia. Because, like, they didn't
it's
have
not true. Because if they talk out about him, you
not
die.
True.
Not, yeah, no,
you know, if you talk out about him, you fucking get shipped off to a concentration camp in Siberia, and you never get fucking heard from again.
That is most definitely not true.
There is, it is true. You want to fucking doubt me? I read a book on this shit.
Yeah, this happened like the Stalin era, not
everybody, guys. He read a book.
It's never fucking stopped. They just got better at hiding it.
No, there's no way that they have concentration camps for anti-Putin fucking
wrong
supporters.
Wrong.
Yeah, I'm not. You're wrong. There's no way I'm wrong. I'm right. I'm wrong about this, dude.
Steven, I hope you understand the reluctance to believe anything that you say, based on past events.
I guess it deserved. I read a book though about it.
Yeah, but that was Joseph Stalin, not Vladimir Putin. That was the 1940s, not 2018.
I mean, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, communism, you know, is no longer a thing. The internet, there's democracy in Russia. Somewhat, not democracy in Russia. That's not a good way to say it. There was a democracy in Russia for like 10 years, and then Putin shut up. Fuck. Still though.
I need a good beer right now.
Good beer?
Yeah. Have you like acquired the taste of beer yet, or do you think it tastes like soap?
Lexi. Hello. Getting two people scratching you.
Hello guys, how about them dolphins?
Like the Miami ones or the like smart ones in the ocean?
What's the difference?
Fair enough.
Dolphins are rapists.
That is very true.
Miami ones are the ones in the ocean.
What's the difference? It'd be way funnier if there was a rapist in Miami. I mean, let's be honest, there probably is. If we know a rapist, like, in person, there's definitely a rapist on the Miami Dolphins.
Dude, like, 1 in 10 people are rapists.
That's a bit of...
You serious?
I don't think that's true.
I don't. No.
I mean, it depends on your definition of rape.
Fucking a person when they don't want to be fucked.
That's rape.
I mean, but you could say that, like, if I, like, touched, like, their butt... Okay. What's that? Mm. Is that, like, rape or sexual assault?
No. Dick
and that's
vagina.
Sexual assault.
Okay. So, rape is then...
That's harassment. Okay. That's not assault. If I fucking grab your tick and ripped it off, that'd be assault.
Oh my god. Steven, this podcast has denounced gays by saying they are inferior. Talks about ripping
women are inferior.
Off. Said women are inferior.
I already said I apologize for all that.
Tomorrow's gonna be a long day.
One day, Steven's gonna run for office, and this is gonna come back.
Steven running for office. I was gonna say that's the name of America dies, right. But America's been dead for like 200 years. So, America's never even born to begin with, so, like, that's the thing. I remember Fade Boy and Chum Chum.
I'd like to try to forget that.
It's not good.
Okay, here's the topic.
I want to talk about Trump more.
What's your favorite cartoon? No. Stop. What's your favorite cartoon?
It's like Bradley cartoon. Trump has fired more people than like fucking anything anybody's ever seen. Like he's. I mean,
Omar's not letting go that easy, Jared.
Yeah, I'm just not letting.
And
you
that was the screams of the damned.
That's kind of harder though. You need to fucking vote for Trump.
I feel like I was a different person back then.
You probably were.
Yeah, now you're eating yogurt.
Now you're eating yogurt, exactly.
Like, if I could see into the future, I probably wouldn't have done it. And I probably would have just been like,
follow me.
I saw the way.
I know the path.
Derek and Asko is your Sanchez. Logic. I'm genuinely curious.
It was just like, I don't know. Basically, in my head, it was like, Hillary's pretty bad. Like, and if I vote for, like, anybody else, like, it's basically like throwing it away. So I was like, I've only got one option. And that way, like, and also, like, that means I have, like, the right to complain if things get bad, because I can be like, well, I did vote, so.
Yeah, Michael has no right to complain, because he didn't vote.
Michael didn't vote?
No.
I couldn't legally, so that's my excuse.
Yeah, I still can't vote, so, I mean.
When election comes again, I probably won't vote for him.
I'm off the grid, so I didn't vote.
Never voting again. Off the grid. It's overrated.
You're really never gonna vote again.
I mean, you went for that guy that you talked about that I don't even remember his name.
It's not that I won't, it's that I'll probably never remember to.
Ah!
Yeah, I'm never gonna vote. I'm moving to Australia, so I'm never gonna vote again. Doesn't matter.
It could be fun. Alright, so I'm gonna count that as Omar's. Stevens is a thing. I'm gonna. Jared, you want to do your thing for the question that you just asked already, that we ignored, to get talk about politics again?
What's your guys' favorite cartoon?
SpongeBob. Or South Park. Well, those are kind of different things.
Mm-mm. I don't know. It's a lot. It's hard to, like, pick one.
I watched this really good hentai once.
Just kidding, Pokemon.
Is anime cartoon?
Steven, please.
Don't go boogie.
What? How?
Does anyone else remember Code Lyoko from years ago?
Wait, what?
Code Lyoko.
Oh, yeah.
Codename Kids Next Door.
That was
I remember getting home from school and, like, turning on the TV and Code Lyoko was on, and I was like, I don't get this.
I didn't get it either, but I was all about it. At the same
that girl with the
now that I just woke everybody up in my house with that. Code Lyoko?
Yeah,
the girl
code.
With the dragon?
Oh. Girl with the dragon?
I don't remember.
It wasn't
that.
Called Girl with the Dragon, but it was a girl with a dragon.
And they, like, fight monsters and shit?
Yeah, they went to that. They went to the sewers and hung out. Teenagers do.
I fucking remember that. That's been somewhere in, like, my deep, dark, repressed memories, because I used to remember fucking watching that show, but I was too young to know what it was.
I think Mark is the only person that knows the show besides me. You guys remember, Shaolin Showdown?
Absolutely. No, I
David!
Omar.
Hey,
next time you come over to eat, you know, my parents' food again, like I told you.
Next time. The first time. I have to see you guys first time to be next time.
But when you do, we're going to spend some time and play that on the PlayStation 2.
The Life and Times of Juniper Lee.
I remember that.
It was added to the Boomerang streaming app. That's awesome. I got to get Boomerang then.
American Dragon.
I do remember that one.
American Dragon. Classic.
Jared, I feel like whenever you're here, I end up on this topic conversation pretty often.
American Dragon.
So like cartoons.
I'll be right back. Sorry,
podcast. It just devolves into us saying the names of them and then saying, oh yeah, and then we say it again.
Holy shit, this show.
When we got to Florida, one of the first things we did is we played the, like, her dad had an Alexa, and I was like, Alexa, play the Danny Phantom theme song.
American Dragon. Oh my goodness, this is a good show. I haven't thought about this show in many years. I'm just going to go through the list of Cartoon Network TV shows.
Done this before too. Good old nostalgia trip.
Okay, so we got Courage the Cowardly Dog, Ed and Eddie.
I think Ed and Eddie's my favorite. That one stuck with me the longest.
Codename Kids Next Door, Billy and Mandy. You guys remember that show with the Mexican dude? It was like the Luchadero guy.
Oh,
Lucha,
yeah.
Lucha. There you go.
Lucha, I think it was.
Mucha Lucha.
I know Mucha Lucha, but that's not what I was talking about. Amazingly, holy shit! The flea.
In hindsight, the flea might have been racist. I'll be honest.
The flea.
Oof. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. No, 100%.
The flea was definitely not racist.
Actually, okay, I feel like all around the show was pretty culturally sensitive because I bet it was made by Mexican people. If it wasn't, I'd be really surprised. I'm gonna Google this right now. Like,
I was about to do the same thing.
Let me check this out. Created by Eddie Mort and Lily Chin. Those aren't Mexican names.
No, they could be.
Mort. His last name is Mort and his first name is Eddie. I mean,
we don't know
stereotype
that
here, but like. Fucking Eddie Mort is not a Mexican name by any stretch of the imagination.
The executive producer was Sander Schwartz.
Yeah, that guy's a Jew. What a shock.
Jew.
Oof. Okay, yeah, this might be racist.
Mumford.
What kind of name is Mumford? Wow.
Do you ever look back?
Lucha ended in 2005. That was.
It's old. How many things from your childhood do you think are just massively problematic by today's standards, if you had to go back and look at them again?
A lot of them.
Definitely, like, a lot of sitcoms everyone loves are, like, Friends has a lot of, like, really, like, homophobic stuff, I think.
Not Mucha Lucha. It was, I think, my bad, Nickelodeon.
You're thinking about El Tigre, Omar?
El Tigre, exactly.
Mine, I mean, I feel like those were, like, culturally sensitive, at least, because it wasn't like, look at how, like, stupid this is. It was just like, that was the culture.
What happened to Cartoon Network? Look at this. I'm gonna repeat all these shows in a row. So, Powerpuff Girls. Ed and Eddie. Mike, Lou, and Og. I've never heard that show before. Let's skip that. Courage and the Cowardly Dog. Another show I've never heard of. Time Squad. Samurai Jack. Grim and Evil. Another show I've never heard of. Codename Kids Next Door. Billy and Mandy. Another show I've never heard of. Star Wars Clone Wars. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Life and Times Juniper Lee. Camp Lazlo. My Gym Partner's a Monkey. Ben 10. Squirrel Boy. Class of 3000. Chowder. Misadventures of Flapjack. That, like...
Class of 3000 is such a fever dream, because it's like, hey, Andre 3000, want a cartoon? Yeah.
That was... Class of 3000 is such a good show. And I used to start watching Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
You should. Tell me what you do, you can talk.
How many episodes? Because I feel
Omar,
like if I
more than you can
all
count.
The animes in Japanese, I think I could learn Japanese.
Trust me, I've been trying. It's not that easy.
Probably not.
No, I know it's not that easy.
That's a
like,
really fucking hard easy. Language to learn.
It is.
I like to imagine David just sitting there screaming.
On the inside.
I've always wanted to watch.
Omar, are we even still recording the podcast? Word. Yes, we are. Omar, say the last word.
How long do we usually record it?
Oh, last word.
Hey, what do you want to start?
Please?
No.
Just at the beginning, Dragon
How
Ball
long
1.
Is it right now?
Hour 18. Omar, is that the only one that you want to watch?
Well, Dragon Ball through Dragon Ball Z. Pretty much all this. There's Dragon Ball Z, there's Dragon Ball X.
Okay, Omar, I'm gonna...
Once you started adding, like, X's and, like, other letters to the name of the show, I'm lost.
Right, first of all, there's no X, only a Z. And then GT, and then Super.
Yeah, GT, that's what I was thinking about.
Okay, GT is two Super. Letters.
GT and Super, what I was thinking of.
Here, there's the base one without any letters, then Z, then GT, right? And then Kai was a bridge version of Z, and then Super, which is new continuation from Z. All of them have like 100 episodes, so you're in for a treat, no more.
How long are the episodes? Like 20 minutes long?
Roughly.
That's not bad. The thing is, if I stop playing Xbox, I could do that, because I was thinking about stopping playing Xbox over the week.
That's fair.
Like you do. I was gonna learn French.
I was gonna learn French, but then we decided to
learn French. I thought you were learning Russian.
Holy camel toe.
Because at first it was Russian, like then it was German. Now it's German. I might learn Russian. I mean French, because like I have a friend who's like fluent, and she can like help.
My parents both speak fluent French, and all my cousins speak French. I could probably learn French easy.
Yeah.
Hey Omar, make me a friend on Snapchat.
I'm okay.
What if he was just like, French? No?
Maybe I should just do that. I could just start learning French. Devote my time to it, I probably could. I think video games are probably the issue to blame for a lot of my habits.
Like what? Chronic masturbation?
No, that has nothing to do with it at all.
I have that problem.
There's a whole other can of worms.
I hear voices.
That's some deeper problems than just video games, Steven.
They're outside.
I don't think Steven actually hears the voices.
The voices?
Are you doubting me, Omar?
Yes, I am doubting you. Yeah.
I do. It's happened twice. It's pretty sketchy. I don't like it.
Actually, never mind. You did do acid.
The voices
twice,
begin
so that,
again.
It doesn't surprise me.
Nope. It only happens when I smoke. But I have to smoke it. If I get it out of like a bong or like a vape or something, it doesn't do it. But the last two times I smoked like a joint or a blunt or something.
Or does vapes smell head. Like weed at all? Like the vape?
Yeah, really? It's just not as strong. I mean, I don't do it outside. It's just something that's healthier.
But you do it indoors?
I try to preserve my body a little bit more. Yeah, yeah.
Don't your parents know that? Don't your parents like against the whole idea of smoke? You smoke. How did they not find it if you smoke weed indoors, dude? I'm sorry.
Like every night too. Yeah, it's just never is discovered.
It's fake. I just don't care.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I need to watch. I think if I just put the time and effort, I could just learn all the French language in like 3 months.
Check your Snapchat, Omar. I'm sending
did, yeah,
you.
I saw.
Get some
work today. Ew. Anime. I'm not a weeb.
I tried this with Steven. I don't think it went through very well because I'm scaring him away with one of them.
No, I'm just going to watch Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball and then I watch the next
Omar. Time. Omar. You got it. I need someone.
Do you not like Dragon Ball?
No, I need... Talk about Dragon Ball. That's fine. I need someone, Omar. I need someone.
Huh? What?
I can give you some of my friends and they watch anime, dude. I have plenty of friends that watch anime. Plenty. I can give you like 10 people I know that watch anime.
Omar.
That's one.
Because I don't think Steven ever followed up with the list that I gave him.
Steven hasn't followed up on anything. He's ever done.
Got
most
him.
Of us.
Well, damn. You think God is disappointed in Fortnite?
I mean,
probably.
He's been disappointed for a very long time. Also, probably not, but...
Is God
yeah, he's,
a God?
He's been disappointed.
Is God a thing?
What does that mean, Steven?
How crazy is that? That so many people live their entire lives on an abstract concept. I'm not saying I'm atheist, I'm just saying...
I'm not saying I'm gay.
If God is real, he has to be real. It's not some fairy universe. It has to be.
I'd suck that dick.
It's not like you transport into a magical place called heaven. It's like it has to be somewhere here.
So
how the?
It's out. Yeah, I get that. Actually, so
wait, are we talking about like heaven?
Yes.
It has to be reality. It can't be fantasy. It has to.
I think
be
the whole world is a
real
simulation, and heaven is like.
It might be. Elon Musk said that shit, and he's smart, so, you know.
He's also really lonely, so I'm not sure I can trust what he says. He's kind of crazy.
You just described yourself, David.
I mean, if I can be anything like Elon Musk, that'd be great, but I have some work to do. I need to steal his ideas and make my own.
If any of us had the potential to be Elon Musk, I think it's David.
Yeah, man.
David is probably like...
I hope so.
Or me.
Like David is.
It's gotta be someone smart.
Going to accomplish the most in this life.
No, I'm not gonna live long enough for that to happen.
Like it's not even close. Like David is the best human, the best everything, all the best qualities out of
Steven.
Huh?
What are you saying?
Maybe Anthony.
I'm just saying that if there was anybody.
I was gonna say he's gonna live the happiest life.
Who, me? I wouldn't say that. I'd say...
Maybe Jared. I think Jared, maybe. Maybe me.
Jared's on his way. He's working on it. He had a pretty shitty childhood.
No, Jared is honestly interesting.
But he's working on it.
Like, really well.
I had a fucking great childhood.
Jared used to be terrible.
That's shit.
He used to be down in the dumps. Broken, shut of a man. Or kid. Boy. Middle schooler. Guy. Thing. He was ruined. And then I entered his life and made it all better. Like, I was the best thing that's ever happened in probably.
David was Jared's saving grace. Is what
All facts.
Jared, how different do you think your life would be if you hadn't met me?
I'd be dead.
Alright.
Sweet.
I would just straight up not exist.
Where'd you be right now? You wouldn't be here.
In the ground.
Probably. But yeah, Steven, I get what you were saying about having to be place somewhere out there.
I was having a deep moment. I'm sorry, I apologize for that. I can get a little too
grand. No, this is what I was wanting from you, Steven, not denouncing homosexuals, but this is probably better.
This? Well, most people don't dig this because it's kind of my, like, fucking loony ass trying to get the big picture. I don't know. It's all.
That's
a 19-year-old stoner talking. That's all it is.
You just subscribed to half of YouTube.
Yeah, well, you know, it's true. If anybody watches
right now.
Is in Florida and you have drugs, hit me up. Alright. Just needed to get
so,
that.
Steven got what he wanted out of the podcast.
I can get contact, yeah.
Also, if anybody out there has, you know, a vagina and might would like me, you know, to lend your sources or whatever. Yeah,
you don't want the girls that are listening to this.
The
who knows?
One.
I don't think anything.
Sarah Palin, you listening to this? I mean, really,
yep,
she's
the only one.
If somebody's listening to this, and it's not myself or anybody that's currently talking, or in this little friend group, or work for the government, then I applaud you, because I couldn't have said...
You have
like,
problems.
If there was another, like, six people, like, group of friends that try to do a podcast, and, like, you made me listen to it, I probably wouldn't be able to listen this far. So, whoever you are, you're an unsung hero.
And,
Elon Musk is divorced from the same girl twice.
God. Yeah, he has a sad life. He's the perfect making for a supervillain, pretty much. He was raised by his nanny when he was younger. Parents were neglectful. His life sucked. He read a lot of books. He almost blew stuff up in his front yard, backyard, wherever he had a lot of yards. He was rich. Bullied a lot. Terrible love life. Cried in an interview that he had with people. He's really sad and lonely. And rich and smart. Oh, yeah.
Have you heard him talk? Yeah. I watched a fucking hour interview with him in the car. And it like...
But you were watching it in the car? I mean, listening to it?
Yeah. Let me... Elon Musk interview. It's like it's really awkward.
At the time, Steven Spielberg was the director. He's gonna be 10 minutes. Is that his voice? Because I don't.
No, this is the this is.
Yeah, because he's a weird accent. Because he grew up in Canada.
What's up? And you?
Mars is really I lived there for 2 years. But he's from South Africa, so that's even weirder.
On the ship and the booster, codenamed BFR. Wait, what does that stand for again?
You see, it takes him like fucking 30 seconds to say a sentence. Like, what I just said would take him like a minute and a half. Because he would pause, and say, and... By the time, sentence is, actually progressing, you forget what the... Alright, I can't do that anymore, sorry. Alright, is this podcast concluded? Or are we just still rolling? We're just gonna blow up David's data.
It's fine. It doesn't take it that much, honestly. But...
I'm fine with this. Somewhere down the road, 15 years from now, my fucking lonely ass is like sitting there crying himself to sleep to this.
As you know, yeah. I think sure that me he'll 2 days from now is gonna be doing the same thing.
Don't say that, David. No, because then you could just get on Xbox and fucking experience it all over again. I'm talking like fucking 15 years. No, I'm not. I hopefully wouldn't live that shitty of a fucking existence. I think I could make, like, a decent existence. I'd be alright.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Fuck. I've played a sloppy, like, first quarter in my life. Maybe I could turn shit around.
Same, honestly.
Should we be a quarter through our lives for the most part?
Yeah.
No, more like well, half.
You don't know.
Or like 80%.
So like you might die in like a week. So you're not like about 98% done.
Damn. Elon Musk
deep.
Mixes deep. Ambien with alcohol.
What is Ambien?
It's a sedative.
That's why he fucking talks like that.
Did you say sedative?
He wants a little red wine, vintage record, some Ambien, and some magic.
I mean, everybody likes a little bit of heroin, let's be honest. It's probably, I mean, I've never done it, but it's probably pretty nice.
No.
You're just so relaxed, and your body's like molded into the couch, and you're just sitting there like, wow, 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 and you know, it's... And the heroin is about... That times like three, it's like a really warm celestial body. It's just giving you a big hug.
What is he all about?
I don't know. It's
heroin. Steven, God damn it. No. What am I on about? I don't know. What am I ever on about? I just fucking ramble. Really doesn't have like a message or a theme. It sounds good in my head, then by the time it comes out of my mouth, it's lost the like meaning and structure and organization, and it's just a mess.
Woke.
I'm not woke. Nobody's woke. We're all dumb shit. Fucking talking monkeys.
My gym partner is a monkey. So not now. David, move on the conversation. Or Anthony. Anthony's talking well. Anthony.
Anthony's talking well.
Yeah.
Anthony's legally dead.
I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
That's terrible.
It's a goddamn.
So we done? Yeah, keep on going.
Might be. Anything left over? Remember concerns?
We've been talking
about bald chicks. Sorry about bald chicks.
I like the part where...
What do you fuck a chick, that bald chick?
Yeah.
Which bald chick?
Probably.
Just any bald chick.
Are you talking about
She's
the
hot.
One
from... Yeah, the one from Florida.
I'd fuck that dog shit out of her.
God damn it, Steve.
He's underage.
Is she a lesbian? Is she trans
or
something?
I don't think so. No, she's not. She's not.
Get Dude, she's I'd not trans. Fucking unload. Like, I'd give her PTSD. Flashbacks.
God.
God.
Like, I'd go nuts, dude. I'd go fucking ham in the paint that if I got that opportunity.
Steven.
Steven, I'm
and you're saying
she's
you won't, dude. No, she's not.
She's a senior in high school. She probably is.
Yeah.
No way. What's her name? What's her name? I'm going to type that in. Bald chick from Parkland. Let's see what I can
Oh,
find.
God.
This is going to be a picture of, like, a dead body out there.
I don't think they have a lot of those.
I have 17 of those.
You just go to India. Skinhead lesbian. GOP candidate in Maine. Called student skinhead lesbian. Oh, that's nice.
As always, keeping it classy.
Emma Gonzalez. Ooh, she's Spanish.
Steven, I think you should
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how this goes. Let's see where this goes, honestly. I'm curious.
I mean, you ever see a face and you're like, I could stick my dick in that face? Because, I mean, that's really what we're doing.
Not really.
Steven, don't say we.
Because I wouldn't. I'd stick a dick in the face. I'm done talking for the night. I'm just gonna end it on that note.
Just end it whenever we said we're done, David.
Someone end it.
Yeah, you might not want to put that in. All right,
guys.
I'm sorry for that, guys.
That's the third episode of the podcast. Remember,
what's the name of that?
Gays and women are inferior.
Cool. And let's laugh now that we're off the air. Am I wrong?